Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You can go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android. You can download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor tonight, Sister Lynn and Pastor Bulla.
Yay! Hey, Bulla, guess what? It's a Worship Wednesday.
It's Worship Wednesday.
Yes,
that's right.
And I'm not Pastor Leah.
And you're not Pastor Leah.
She played about four times. So sorry, guys.
And by now, you should know that message by memory.
Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FTC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in.
And also, we just want to remind you, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. You hear me saying that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for tuning in wherever you're at right now for a word of encouragement. You know, we just love sharing the word of Jesus and talking about Jesus. It's like sitting on the cooler in the patio or the garage and talking story. That's what we do.
Uh-huh.
And we just thank Jesus for making a way for Free Inside program on 99.5 FM and for the word to go forth on the airwaves. Grateful for the support of Salem Media.
We humbly send a shout out, mahalo pastors. We humbly send a shout out to Fishers and Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for Hawaii Brothers in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated. God bless you, Pastor James Byrd and Lucy Mahialona, for your vision to reach the lost.
Amen. If this program has touched you, or if you need a word of encouragement, give me a call at 808-222-2822. And our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for our brothers and sisters on the inside, and if you're on the outside of that fence, you can get us through snail mail. That's P.O. Box 89253. Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Mm-hmm. And thank you for all those. And we're going to give a shout-out to Stairway Ministries over up in Halawa.
Amen.
They're back and going strong.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just it's been a while. But, you know, normally you would you'd be hearing this. But you're not going to hear this because you're going to hear this. Because it's Bulla, Pastor Bulla and Sister Lynn tonight. It's just one of our favorite songs.
Pastor Friends. Keith will be back, I promise.
He's going to be back eventually. We're going to hold our breath on that. But, you know, it's the day after Valentine's Day. The Lord put a message upon my heart. I want to share that with you. And I know you recovered from the candy, recovered from the flowers. Maybe you had a nice meal. And you know what? Maybe you didn't even have any of that. But you still got a reason to smile. And we're going to share that with you. But, you know, our good brother Jeff Rasmussen, he's been with us a few times to Saguaro. He's ministered with us and along with James Rubin. And James's lovely bride, Veronica, Ronnie Rubin. But, you know, this song has such a deep meaning to Glory to God on High. Nohoku Hanahono Award Gospel Album of the Year 2013. Just for you guys on this Worship Wednesday.
Sitting here staring at the stars in the sky, questions coming to my mind, asking how and why. What makes them twinkle and sparkle like diamonds? God on high. Isn't it amazing how the mountains touch the sky? The sun sinks to the ocean, and the breeze is blowing by. Just look around you and see all the beauty that God provides. Oh my, glory to God.
You know, Lynn, I don't care how many times I hear that song. I can listen to that song all the time. You know, just knowing our brother Jeff's heart. Just knowing.
Amen.
You know, and he hasn't had an easy life. You know, make no mistake about that. It's been a tough life.
Amen.
But when you give your life to Jesus, I'm telling somebody out there right now.
Give your heart.
You know, and I just had somebody message me something. And this is actually, I want to thank Brother Ben Rowland. And it says, pressing towards godliness in Jesus Christ or coasting in worldliness towards hell.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, that's a big boom right
there.
That's
some truth, Bula.
That's a big boom right there. Are you pressing towards godliness in Jesus Christ or you're coasting in worldliness towards hell? Because I don't know about you, but I got to let you know, you're going to one of two places. That's already been established. What has not been established, which of the two places you shall be going.
Amen.
For all of you blood-bought, scripture-speaking, tongue-talking, demon-stomping believers out there.
Amen. The whosoever's.
The whosoever's. That's right. We can get into that a little bit later. But, you know, this is the day after Valentine's Day. And, you know, there's so many people. I had given some statistics out the other day about all of the things that were purchased. It's a $14.7 billion industry.
Wow. Just in the
United States.
Mm.
And on Valentine's Day, just in the United States, 189 million stem roses are sold. That's just in the U.S.
That's a lot of roses, Bula.
Hey, I'm glad I saved them. In the U.S. alone, I did my chance to try and save the roses. Save the roses. Save a rose, buy a lay. But that's what Bula did.
Amen.
And but in the United States alone, more than 58 million pounds of chocolate candy are sold during Valentine's week.
Wow.
141 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged worldwide. And here is something that was interesting. 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate will be sold for Valentine's Day this year.
Amen.
A lot of money.
Yummy.
A lot of good stuff. But, you know, the one thing that would mean so much to our loved ones, this might be advice for someone for next year or for that next special birthday or that next celebration, is just a personal handwritten card from you. Not putting Hallmark out of business just yet. But that's something, because I remember when I used to get that from the kids when they were growing up. Man, that just busts you up.
Bula, you know, you're a handwriting guy. You're old school.
At least I got out of school. Hallelujah. But, you know, it's on this Worship Wednesday, my brothers and my sisters. I just wanted to share with you. I'm going to be coming out of the book of John tonight. And it's actually, you might not even have to turn to the Bible. You probably know this verse by heart. And we're just going to camp here just for a little bit in John 3:16-17. Now, I know many of us know John 3:16 by heart. We recite it. It's probably the most recited verse in all of the world. But we also like John 3:17. And the reason we focus here is because love is more than just a box of chocolates, Lynn. Love is more than just a bouquet of roses that cost you an arm and a leg. Love is more than going down to Ruth Chris High's. It could be a Sajus, all those great restaurants. Because you see, what the world has done, and these are the lies of the enemy, and I'm going to tell you once again, you've heard it before, you need to go to the Word before you go to the world. Amen. And our good friend, Mr. Webster, Daniel Webster, has written a book. It's called The Dictionary. I'm not sure if you've read it recently, but it's a bestseller.
Honey, that was your first love gift to me. The dictionary.
Oh, my God. True love. True story. Okay, time out. I got to do a sidebar right here. We got some time. It's only me and you.
I just thought about that.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, guys. Now, you look at me, you see my pictures, and you say, ooh, this guy. Well, before I used to be Top Gun, Top Shape, and now I'm just looking for a shape. But because round is a shape. I checked the geometry books.
Amen.
But big heart guy. But anyway, so the first time I met Lynn, and she was on the Outer Island. She was working on the Outer Island in Maui. And so, you know, it's the first time you're going to meet this date, you know. And so, you know, what would you take? You take flowers. You would take chocolate. Maybe a bottle of wine at that time. That was B.C. before Christ. And Brother Boo comes up with a paperback dictionary.
Woo! My goodness.
Ooh, I think she threw that thing at me about 1,000 times already. But no.
I was actually just kind of confused.
See, the truth comes out.
Is he telling me I can't spell? Is he telling me?
No, but here's the thing. If you can't spell and you get a dictionary, if you can't spell and somebody says, look it up, what you going to do? You gotta spell them, you will find the word.
Well, we're all on computers. We just do spell check.
We hate spell check. But anyway.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful big dictionary.
It was a nice dictionary.
Yes, it was. Handwritten inside.
Yeah, I left a note. So that's where I was going
with that
handwritten note.
That's our first love gift.
But, you know, you can't let the world dictate how your heart's going to operate. You know, because it's Madison Avenue marketing. Mm-hmm. It's going to tell you you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough. You're not going to do this. You don't look right.
Those are lies.
And so, like the Hallmark companies out there and the Cadbury chocolate companies, they want to appease you. They want to soften you. You know that I read a statistic: more than 40% of the women in the world will send themselves a card at Valentine's Day to feel like they've got a Valentine's Day card. That's weak.
No way.
Yeah, that's weak. That's weak. Yeah, that's true. I read that, and it was really interesting.
That's low self-esteem, non-believers, because we got Jesus.
That's an identity crisis right there.
Yes, amen.
They don't know who they are in the bloodline. They don't know who their daddy is. And you see...
And who cares what other people think, right?
That's right.
Because that's why they're doing it, for other people.
But you see, it's now, today is February 15th. It's Worship Wednesday. Valentine's Day is gone. It's 365 days until it comes back. So are you going to wait for that day to feel special? Are you going to wait for that day to maybe feel loved?
Every day is special, when you're in the kingdom of God.
We've got to live like that, guys. Mm-mm. We've got to live in victory, not fight for victory. We live in victory.
God is love.
We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We're going to pray heaven down later tonight. Hallelujah. But maybe you could read those two verses then, and we'll get back into the book and get back on track here because we got rerouted on the dictionary story.
Maybe you should read from yours first before I read mine out of the Message Bible, Bula.
You know what? Let me read the... Let me read that, and then I'll wrap it up with the Jesus book after you.
Amen.
So in the one version that I have here, and this is... Oh, the King James Version. And we love this version at our church, Life More Abundantly Island Church, under the leadership of Pastor James and First Lady Gigi Williams. Amen. Up in Waiawa. 321 Boom Cane Street, right across the police station. So in the King James Version, it says in John 3:16, moving into 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him..."
Whosoever.
That's Mohana right there. Whosoever's. "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And it moves on to verse 17 with scripture. It says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
Amen. And in the Message Bible, and of course, you know, we're in John 3:16-17, my Bible says, "This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son, and this is why, so that no one need to be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life." God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point out an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He actually came to help to put the world right again. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And in Jesus' book, we'll close with that. "God would get so plenty love and aloha for the people inside the world that he would send me, his one and only boy, so that everybody that trusts me don't get cut off from God, but get the real kind life that stay to the max forever."
Amen.
You know, God never sent me, his boy, inside the world for punish the people. He sent me for take the people out of the bad kind stuff they doing. Hallelujah. Lord, may you add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of the word this evening. We believe you would not bring someone here without delivering a message for them this evening.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, saints, that's what's exciting, because when God gets glorified and Jesus gets magnified, the people get edified and the devil gets terrified. Hallelujah. We're going to terrify the enemy tonight.
Amen.
Because you got to know, like we say at our church, if God said it, that settles it. You know, what we have to do is defeat the plot, ploys, and plans of the devil. We're just trying to give you freedom from stress, struggle, and strain. Because you are not accidental, my brothers and sisters. You are essential. You're in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, what we're looking here in the book of John, why did I focus this? Why did we bring this up? Why did the Lord breathe this upon my heart to share with you? That's because the definition of the word love by the world is a lot more different than the definition that God has given us.
Amen.
You see, God has exampled to us what love is all about. And you see, in this scenario here, he's telling us that for God so loved the world that he gave his third son?
Nope.
His fourth son?
Nope.
He's like the Chinese guy with five boys.
First, only.
His only begotten son. And, you know, earlier we had mentioned, when I said whosoever, Lynn had mentioned whosoever. That's right. We belong to the Ohana of whosoever.
I'm a whosoever.
Because it says right here in my book, in the King James Version, "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And just right there, I got the line right there. All our DNA, we the whosoevers.
Yes, I'm Lynette whosoever. That's Bula whosoever.
But there's a choice to be made to belong to the family.
Amen.
Because the choice there, it says believe it. So we have some non-believers there. And that's all right, because maybe after tonight's program, they might understand.
Maybe one day they will be a whosoever. Bula.
But it doesn't stop what we're doing. We're still going to share the good news of the gospel.
Amen.
Because everyone should be a whosoever. And you know that God returns when his name has been heard in the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we have this radio program. That's why Free Insight continues to go over the airwaves, take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But, you know, here's the kicker, guys. You got to look at verse 17, because this is where a lot of people lose it, and they forget that this verse is in the Bible. It says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world." We're just going to park right there. There should be no condemnation. It says right here, if God didn't send Jesus in the world to condemn, where's all the condemning coming from?
Each other.
Man, woman, it's coming from us right there. And it says, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, we've got to go through him to get something.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He didn't say, "I am a way, I am a truth." No, he said he made it very clear for us. He didn't say door number one, door number two, or door number three. We're not here to let's make a deal.
Through Jesus.
I am the way.
The way.
The truth.
The truth.
The life.
The life.
No one.
No one.
That's pretty emphatic right there. Let's see how many people. No one.
No one.
Gets through the Father.
Gets through the Father.
Through me.
Except through
and
me.
Like we share at LMAIC, that's the Jesus filter.
Amen.
We put it through the Jesus filter to make sure it's going to work. Because if Jesus says it's okay, then it's okay. If it don't come out of the Jesus filter, we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, everything, we've got to go through
His
Jesus.
Will.
That's right. Hallelujah. But you see, for those of you that are feeling maybe a little less special, maybe you're feeling a little less loved because you didn't have that special date yesterday. You didn't get a card from anybody. Nobody called.
Don't worry.
To wish you happy Valentine's Day. I want to tell you right now.
God loves
you. Man, you got to know God loves you so much. He loves you so much. He gave his only begotten son.
That's your card.
And when he gave his son, he died the most torturous death there was suffered. Available. He was crucified on the cross.
Mm.
He hung there. They hung him wide. They hung him high. And just before he was about to die, he said, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do."
So kind.
You see, guys, we've got to rise above the hurt. We can't listen to the world. And as we're trying to do in our church, we have to grow up before we go up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're growing again.
You see, and right now, there's someone listening right now. I got to tell you, we don't believe in accidents, incidents, or coincidence. It's by God's design you've tuned into the program this evening. You see, you got to realize a doctor can save your life. A lawyer will defend your life. And, you know, even a soldier can protect your life. But only God can give you everlasting life. Mm-hmm. We just said that in the verse that we covered right here. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, said Jesus. No one gets to the Father except through me. You know, just because you sit in a garage doesn't mean you know how to drive. Just because you sit in the car in the garage don't mean you know how to drive. Just ask all the kids that make believe.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, just ask all the kids that make believe. They sit in the car and they make sounds. You remember how he's smoking? Vroom, vroom, vroom. Then your mother yells out the window, "Hey, what you doing in the car?" Hey, flashbacks. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting flashbacks. Well, just the same way, if you're sitting in a car in a garage, doesn't mean you know how to drive. Just as if you're sitting in church, that don't make you a Christian.
That's right.
That's where a lot of people say amen right now. You got to realize when God put his son on the cross, they hung him high and stretched him wide. And when he hung his head, they thought he was dead. They pierced him with the sword, thinking they had killed our Lord. Don't let your setback cause you to sit back.
Amen.
And not prepare you for your comeback. Somebody needs to hear that right now.
Hallelujah.
And for those of you in Arizona that are listening in the Faith Pod, we have just come back from a powerful trip, Pastor Bird and I. And you know, the word that was delivered was straight from the heart and straight from God. And you've got to take that word and you've got to apply it to your life. Once again, don't let your setback cause you to sit back and not prepare you for your comeback. If you got a setback, you got to prepare.
Amen.
You got to get ready for a comeback. Amen. And here's a good one. A negative mind will never give you a positive life. Oh, I could camp right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's all that stinking thinking, man.
Gotta stop that stuff.
And you got to know that God's not going to correct you if he can't direct you. Why would God want to do that? There's so many other people that need him. So if you don't, like, pay attention, you make diffio. Why would he want to even? He's going to keep coming, but it's just like you got to wake up sometime. You see, a lot of times we look at the ways of the world. And you see, that's where we get into a lot of problems. Because, you know, God's going to make, when it doesn't make any sense, God's going to make sense out of it. But you got to know how great our God is. You know, he spoke, it says in our Bible, Lynn, actually it's in the book of Genesis. That's really easy because that's the first book of the Bible. And where they're explaining about how the world was created, it's really interesting because it says that the earth was without form and void and darkness. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, sometimes in other versions, it'll say, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered.
Amen.
You see, and when you're hovering, you're right above something. So before the world was created, now you got to realize he was created this unseen and the seen. Because you cannot be in your creation to create that creation. How are you going to get that? You'll catch that by the time you go to sleep tonight.
Amen.
You got to be coming from somewhere to create something new. So if he's creating the world, he's got to be coming from somewhere else. So if that's true, and it is true, he's coming from the unseen kingdom, which he had already created to create the seen kingdom. But you see, God was hovering over the waters. It was dark and without voice. Someone listening tonight, you are going through a struggle right now where it is dark. You think there is no structure, there's no form. It is just pure chaos in the way you see it. God is hovering over you. And in one word, God created the earth. In one word, God is ready to speak a word over you to change the course that you're on right now. But some of you, you're not paying attention. I don't know how to explain that. If God had the power to create the world and you were made in the likeness of his image and the seed of faith and the Holy Spirit resides in you, why wouldn't you want to listen to the one who created you?
That's right.
Why you? I'm not beating it up, but you don't need another program. You don't need another DVD. You don't need another self-help book. You don't need another CD. You need Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
You need Jesus because he's the creator. If you had a Yamaha motorcycle, you don't take it down to the Ducati dealership. If you got an Apple computer, you don't take it down to the Windows PC shop. If you've got a Maytag washer, you don't take it. Who else makes washers? I ran off. My brain broke.
Maytag.
Well, wait. You know what I'm trying to get at. If you get a Ford, you don't think I'm talking to the Honda dealership. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the problem
of the heart is the heart of the problem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, it's all about our focus.
Mm-mm-mm.
All I'm saying is if things aren't going right, if you wish that life was better, if you wish that you could make better choices, why don't you just give it to Jesus, guys?
Amen.
Stop fighting the fight. It's not your fight. In fact, our next message, we get a chance, I'm going to tell you where the fight really started. It's not with you. The fight started a long time ago, long time before you and I were even a twinkle in our daddy's eye.
Amen.
And you, when you find that, I think that'll give you revelation to why you're fighting something that you can't win. And knowing that you can't win, you got to give it to the one who can win.
Amen.
And if you got to give this something to the one who can win, we got to give it to the one who already won. His name is Jesus.
Jesus is so good to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So before I begin praying this evening, I just want to let you know, it is the day after Valentine's Day, but every day is Valentine's Day in the kingdom of God.
No worries, beef curry.
No worries, beef curry, because God loves you not less, not more. He loves you the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
Because that's how God is.
Thank
Amen.
You, God.
God
Amen.
Said it. That settles it.
That settles it.
Don't try to figure out what God's already worked out.
Amen.
That's why I give him all the glory.
All
give
the
him all
glory.
The honor and
all the honor.
Praise. Let's come together in prayer. Epulikako.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you for hearing our prayers, Father God.
Yes, thank you,
Lord,
Father.
You said that the thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have come to give us life.
And
you have given
abundantly.
Us more abundantly, Father God. You said that no weapon formed against us shall
prosper,
Father God. We know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, Lord.
We know that I know the plans I have for you. Declare the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future. Lord, that is said in the book, Father God.
Yes,
and we know
Lord.
That you answer prayers that are of the word and is of your word.
Yes, we stand on your word.
Father God, I pray for all my brothers and sisters this evening, Father God.
That are incarcerated, Lord.
I pray for those that are incarcerated behind bars. I pray for those that are in the bondage of sin as we speak right now,
Lord.
Father God. The physical manifestation of imprisonment could be nothing more than walking down the street enslaved by wrong relationships, by addictions and
by
afflictions.
Yes.
Lord, we pray healing
anger.
For all of those listening right now.
Lord.
We pray a healing for all of those within earshot.
Yes,
we pray
Father.
Freedom because we know where
all,
the
Father.
Spirit of the Lord is.
There is freedom.
Lord, we give this time to you. We give all of this time to you, Lord, Father God. We pray the word not return void, and we know that it shall not, Father God, for it is your word. It is the authorized,
Lord.
The approved, the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God.
Yes, God.
But right now, Lord, take care of our brothers and sisters so we can come back together and join once again.
Yes, you're a good friend.
And entwine our heart fibers together.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, we give you all the glory, give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise, and thank you for hearing our prayers. In your most precious name we say,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we made it. It's Worship Wednesday.
We made it, Bula.
We thank you so much for tuning in. The praise reports continue to come
worship
in. The blessings
Wednesday.
Keep coming in. Keep our pastoral team in prayer, please, everyone. And if you want to be a partner with us financially, get on over to the website, www.freeinsideministry.org. Click on the donation tab. Hey, tomorrow night we've got a special guest. Make sure you tune in. And remember, where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
And you're too blessed
to be stressed.
Hey, ahoy ho, guys.
Ahoy ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.